Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We want you to give us, and we'll give you ours, your undervalued team in this wild card weekend round and the team that you're just done with. And I don't care if you just choose a bad team and you say you're done with Denver, but the team you're just like, I'm done. Man. I'm done. And I'll start with done because that's easier. Packers. And I know it's going to sound crazy because as you recall, they were my NFC matchup with the Lions. Mm-hmm. I actually bet the Packers to go to the Super Bowl back when they were like a Chiefs-Packers matchup, back when I could get it like 50-1 or something. So like I got a little money on it. I am watching a team that is out of steam. And I've seen this a few times going into the playoffs before, and they have had to go through a brutal, I think, stretch of games. And look, I don't put much stock into losing to Chicago in the week, and they fought hard with Minnesota a couple weeks before, but they just lost Watson. They just look a little bit outmatched from these other teams, and I think they're out of steam. I'm just kind of out on the Packers. I don't think they got enough to go on a run, or like maybe they eke past a playoff game. I just don't think it's going to happen for them, and I'm checked out on them.
So the Christian Watson injury is definitely big. He allows them to do some things in the passing game that they're just simply not going to be able to do anymore. I still think if we watched that team throughout the year, a lot of it was an improved defense, and Josh Jacobs, who was sensational this year for them. I think they're going to have every opportunity to win that game against Philadelphia. I got some questions about the Eagles right now with Jalen Hurts and the concussion protocol stuff and just how smooth they have been there. I think Philly probably wins that game, but I'm not out on the Packers because I would not be stunned if they were to go to Philly. We know the weather's not going to bug them. They're used to playing in cold weather. I don't know what the weather's supposed to be in Philly this weekend anyway.
Cold, probably.
Probably it's cold, right?
It's January in Philadelphia. Yeah. Probably a bit cold. Chilly.
I mean, the winter storm should be through there by now, so I don't think they're going to have, like, you know, actively a blizzard going on during the game. But yes. So I hear you. I don't think if you thought they were going to go on like a deep run, that probably doesn't seem as likely now. But I still don't think I'm out entirely on the Packers. For me, it's as a no-brainer who I'm out on. I've kind of alluded to this yesterday. The Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean,
look, I could probably just join you on that.
The Steelers are done. They've lost four in a row heading in.
They look terrible.
Russ and that offense don't look the same.
So?
George Pickens has given up on plays. Defensively, they've got some injuries now. The Steelers are the same team every year, win 10 games. Mike Tomlin does a great coaching job because most coaches, they'd be an 8-win team and miss the playoffs, but they're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs. They will still not have a playoff win under Tomlin since 2016.
The Chiefs would get to face.
Come on down.
Please.
I think you guys would be happy.
I would love it. I'd love the Steelers to upset the Ravens because it would also knock out a very good Baltimore team with Lamar Jackson, who, if it wasn't for him trying to win a third in a row, then I think he would win MVP this year, not Josh Allen. But the Steelers, I'm out. They're done.
Man, I'm not going to say that. I guess maybe I'm saying they're undervalued by picking this. I think the Steelers are going to win that game. I think the Ravens are out.
Well, then that should be your undervalued team.
Okay.
That might be the for one game, it's a division game. I know that the Ravens just recently beat the Steelers, but that game is probably going to be ugly. The way that it's going to play,
15-12.
It's the AFC North, and that game is going to be nasty. TJ Watt looked better in the final week of the season than he did when they played the Chiefs, so maybe the ankle's a little bit better. you would think it got a little bit progressively better. Granted, it could have been just the Bengals offensive line. Who knows? But
no, he didn't look right for the first 2 weeks he came back. He's just kind of a shell.
I feel like they're going to step up when they need to most, and they're going to be able to beat the Baltimore Ravens.
That is definitely your undervalued team.
Massive upset.
Maybe the team that I'm over. I've said this from the jump, though. I don't think the Ravens have any chance of getting to the Super Bowl. Like, it's none. Crazy. Just because the defense. Maybe it's just that matchup right there on how I overvalue, undervalue two teams.
What about undervalued for you?
I think the Bucks. Do you realize that the Bucks have the second longest postseason appearance streak of teams in the NFL?
They have the longest NFC one, 5 years in a row.
Yeah, third longest. The Bills have been to 6 straight postseasons. The Chiefs have been to 10 straight postseasons. And then there's the Bucks, who have been to 5 consecutive postseason games. And I'm like, I know it's easy to just look at the teams and say, well, this team, it's Baker Mayfield, and you never talk yourself into it. The Commanders are still a rookie quarterback on the road in a postseason game. They've shown their not warts, but the things you would expect out of a team that got too high too fast, right? This is a year ahead of schedule for Washington. So when I start thinking about undervalued teams, I think year ahead of schedule, rookie quarterback, the road, the playoffs. Baker's played in these things multiple years in a row. I think the Bucks are a little undervalued because the NFC is such a wash. The Bucks are actually capable of beating any of the other teams in the NFC. I don't know that they will go on a run, but they are capable of doing it because of what they've been this year.
My undervalued team is on the NFC side as well, but it's another division winner. It's the Los Angeles Rams.
You've been on them since the beginning.
Yeah,
so.
I'll stick with them.
Stafford, man.
They have the second worst odds to win the NFC. That's why they're undervalued, in my opinion. That's 12 weird. To 1. They get the Vikings in the opening round. It's going to be a great game, I think. Tough matchup. My concern with Minnesota is, just like we said with Detroit, they didn't get the bye. They kind of played at a grueling pace here. Sam Darnold, under pressure, got happy feet, was seeing ghosts, all that kind of stuff came back. And they're going to have to find a way to protect Sam Darnold, because otherwise, that Sean McVay saw exactly what the Lions were able to do with Darnold, which was just blitz him and say, we'll take our chances on the outside. Sam Darnold's going to really struggle. I don't think the Vikings are going to get blown out the way that they just did by the Lions. But give me the Rams. They're underdogs in this game as well. They are the home team. When they're healthy and they rested their starters in Week 18, even though nobody acts like they did, but they rested their starters in Week 18 as well, and that's a good thing. They got off to a 1-4 start. Then they got healthy, ended up coming all the way back and winning the NFC West, even if it was a down year in the West without the 49ers being what they have been. Don't discount Sean McVay, who I think is a top 5 head coach in this league. He's going to go up against another very good head coach. If they win this game, it's all setting up for a Rams-Lions divisional round matchup.
Do you think if they beat the Vikings and they go to the Super Bowl, they just show that they're capable of that?
Where they got to the Super Bowl was the Lions not getting the bye and the Rams playing the Lions in the first game and then getting a bye now. I think there's a very good chance they actually get the job done and get there. But
I agree.
The Rams, I don't think seeding wise can play the Lions in the title game. I think they would have to play them divisional round weekend.
I
think
the one thing to never dismiss on the Rams is, we were just asking ourselves a question, maybe we can do a bigger topic on down the road, but we know that the 4 best quarterbacks are probably in the AFC, right? Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow. I'd probably take all 4 of those quarterbacks to start a franchise before I went to the NFC side. Stafford is the most interesting wild card. Stafford, when he is on, is as good as any of those guys. Yep. I know it sounds crazy. Yep. Stafford, when he just is on, when he's just on one, he's as good as any quarterback in the league.
Yeah, and he's healthy right now. So, the O-line's healthy.
And he's still got Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. So it just kind of depends on if he's... And Kyron Williams had a great year. So it kind of just depends if he's just on one. Sean McVay's done this. He's won a Super Bowl. That's an experienced team with experienced players. So yeah, I definitely wouldn't rule the Rams out. The NFC is just so wild because...
It's fun. It's fun,
it's easy enough to pick apart the group where you just be like, can the Lions really... I mean, they only have to win 2 games, which makes it easier. That is the most injured team maybe in the league. Yeah, and I say that coming from Kansas City, where they've lost some players throughout the year, but they're getting healthy.
Yeah, but that's why the bye was so mad. If they would have lost to the Vikings on Sunday night, I would be predicting them to lose in the opening round. But that bye is massive. They also had a Week 5 bye, like the Chiefs.
Montgomery's supposed to be back.
Anzalone's already back. So they're getting the rest that they needed.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.